You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Housing prices in New Zealand have skyrocketed over the last 10 years, but recently there's been a noticeable drop in housing prices across Auckland. The quotable value house price index rose just 0.1% in the 3 months to June, taking annual growth to 2%, compared with 3.5% the year before. With interest rates remaining low, there's a glimmer of hope for first-time buyers. Today, I spoke to Megan Wilton, a mortgage broker from Loan Market Auckland, about the current drop in prices. We covered the alternative options for young people to get on the property ladder, and she believed that now is a good time for young people to get in the market. I started by asking her why the housing prices have dropped in New Zealand.
I personally believe that the drop in the housing prices is due to a number of factors. I think the main thing would be the lack of investors in the market at the moment, and that hype around the people feeling, you know, that they're going to miss out on properties has really left. So therefore, you know, people are sitting and waiting. They don't have that sense of urgency with auction and purchasing, that they can sit and wait and see if properties are going to get passed in. And then sort of make an offer subject to finance or something after the fact. I think a lot of investors have left the market due to the recent changes, the way that structure investment properties, so ring fencing, you know, losses and LTCs would be one of the main factors. A lot of changes in the things that you can claim against an investment property, changes in rules around overseas investors, and also, you know, the fact that the gains that they potentially are going to make are a lot less, I think, with rental incomes against prices and things like that as well. Also, all the healthy home standards that have come in around, you know, properties having to be insulated, heating, you know, I think that's just caused a lot of investors to kind of step back from the market at the moment.
Do you see that there's a trend in housing pricing dropping also in Australia as well as in New Zealand, or is this just happening in New Zealand, or is it happening globally?
It's definitely happening happened in Australia as well. There was a massive drop in the Australian market. It happened prior to the New Zealand one, so it was a good indication of potentially what was going to happen over here. I believe that prices are sort of where they should be because they were just so overinflated in the previous years, especially in the Auckland market. The prices that they're at now are really where they should have been. So in terms of calling it a drop, I think they're just back to where they should have been from the previous massive spike.
So that takes me on to my next question. What created the increase in housing prices in the first place?
I believe there was a sense of urgency in terms of buying, and you know, if you didn't get into the market, you're going to miss out. There was a lot of sales happening. People were selling and making a lot of money. You know, there were a lot of investors in there, and I think it was just a whole hype and a whole sense of, you know, if you don't get in now, you're going to miss out. Everyone just trying to jump on the bandwagon, to be honest.
You did speak about the Healthy Homes Initiative, and and how that has impacted housing prices. But why is it that the government or regulators allowed homes that weren't well insulated, weren't well constructed, to be built in the first place?
I have no idea. I can't answer that question. I just think over the years, building codes have changed. You know, there was a lot of things that have happened in New Zealand in terms of building that, you know, have caused issues to come, you know, arise to where we are now, which is, you know, the insulation and the heating in terms of the way that properties are built. I mean, I have no idea why that happened in the first place. I can't answer that question.
The other thing I wanted to ask you is, what is restricted lending and what does that mean for young buyers?
Restricted lending is the loan-to-value ratios that the Reserve Bank had put in place, and that's just to basically cap their, I guess, the way that they lend and the fact that they need to protect themselves. And the restricted lending is based on how much they can lend in their book over a certain percentage. So that was 80, so LVR capped is 80%, so you've got to have a 20% deposit. However, banks are allowed to lend a certain percentage of their book over 80, which reduces the amount overall that they can, because they can pick and choose who they lend to in that over 80 space. It was opened up a lot at the beginning of the year, so most of the banks were, you know, it was kind of a free-for-all in that over 80 space. However, they've started to tighten again. We're seeing banks restricting the over 80 lending to existing customers only, or not issuing pre-approvals in that over 80 space. It's got to be a live contract, meaning you've got to have an offer that's been accepted on a property in place for them to be able to assess it.
Excellent. So what does that mean for young people trying to get into the housing market in Auckland?
I think it's a great time for young people to get into the market at the moment. Rates are low, rates are at an all-time low. So funding is cheap. There is a lot of options out in the market due to the prices. Prices have come down, so therefore people who thought they couldn't get into the market can now, rather than before where they just thought the prices were sort of out of reach. Deposits, they don't need, you know, those huge, huge deposits that they believed that they did, that 20% mark. There is a lot of funding available for the smaller deposits. I've done a few deals with just a 5% deposit as well, so it just means that there's the option for them to get into the market now where previously they wouldn't have been able to.
Great. The other question that I have was about how people can access their KiwiSaver to pay a deposit. So how does that work?
So KiwiSaver is available for first-time home buyers to be pulled out to use the deposit. There's a couple of things. The main thing is that they've got to be with KiwiSaver for a minimum of 3 years contributing to that, and then they can actually have that withdrawn to help with their deposit. There's the Home Start grant as well, which is available to first-time homebuyers. There's a couple of caps for that. In the Auckland region, individual has to earn $85,000 or less. A couple would need to earn $130,000 or less. They both would have to be in KiwiSaver for a minimum of 3 years contributing. And there's a cap in the price, you know, purchase price, so they can only go up to $600,000 for an existing property or $650,000 for a new build. If you have a couple that potentially are purchasing a new build for $650,000 or less and they've been in KiwiSaver each for 5 or more years, they could potentially walk away with $20,000 from the government to help them go towards a deposit.
Perfect. And do you see any potential negatives or pitfalls with people accessing the KiwiSaver to pay off houses for their long-term financial stability?
Not really. I think when you're young, pulling it out for your KiwiSaver is a great idea. I just think potentially it could be a hindrance for people who are a lot older and closer to retirement age that have never bought and are looking at pulling out their KiwiSavers, just due to the fact that they don't have that many working, you know, years left to be able to build it up again. But I think young people pulling it out for KiwiSavers a great idea, because, you know, if you're in your 30s, you've still got 30 years to contribute to your KiwiSaver and build that up again.
Perfect. Do you know of any other options that people are, or alternative ways that people are buying houses if they can't afford it on their own?
Lots of people are buying with friends, so couples and friends. Lots of people are getting boarders in, so they're buying sort of, you know, 2 or 3 bedrooms, but they're having boarders come in with them to help them pay the mortgage. And a lot of Kiwis have the opportunity for parents to help them out, where they are getting gifted funds from their parents to help go towards their deposit to reduce the amount that they need to borrow.
Do you have any advice for university students thinking about getting onto the housing market after their first grad jobs? What would you suggest they should do right now to start helping themselves out?
Definitely, I think, put your KiwiSaver up to the absolute maximum that you can contribute. You know, that way, anything that you're contributing to it, it automatically comes out of your pay before it hits your bank account. And it's just a compulsory way of saving, and it just builds up so quickly that when you come to it, you'll be quite surprised in regards to how much you have in your KiwiSaver that can help you out with your deposit. Potentially also maybe talking, you know, with you know, a friend if you feel like, or you, you know, you wouldn't be able to do it on your own. But I think having a meeting with a mortgage advisor is a really good idea as well, just so you can get an idea of where you're at, what your position is, and potentially what you need to do to be able to get to your goal of owning your own home.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.